Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were asked, how would you expect your pastor to study and carry out the responsibilities of his office if he had to work a full-time job? Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We see even in, I mentioned about faith promise, I often go take them over in the book of Philippians, where he says they gave them to their needs and to the people at Philippi. They gave to the needs of the Apostle Paul and his mission team. And he said it was as a sweet-smelling savor. An offering is what that was. In the Old Testament offering, that was referring to an Old Testament offering. In this local New Testament church that was giving unto missions, it was an offering. You can rob God in tithes and offerings. Then in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, they were taking collection of the churches. Some of it was for the poor in Jerusalem for the problems they went through up there and some other things. So again, it's to meet those needs. Now, James 3, 1, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, 17, show that as a pastor, say, yeah, you're trying to build a pastor's money. No, it shows that the pastor, those verses says, has a greater responsibility because there's a greater condemnation on them about the work that God has called them to do. So they have a greater accountability before God. Now, when we see God gave, again, don't miss that. God gave. Again, I'm saying this for the people now. God gave. I didn't say this repeatedly for her. Instruction for the local church. First and Second Thessalonians of the responsibilities of the local church toward widows and those who do not have enough to eat. Then in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, shows they took an offering on the first day of the week, indicating a regular practice, present tense, in the local church. As I mentioned in Philippians 4, of giving to missions, and 2 Corinthians 8, of the need of missions. And that's in the Bible. That's in the New Testament. God ordained the tabernacle and both the Aaronic and the Levitical priesthoods with specific duties and the responsibility of the children of Israel to tithe and to support it. The Lord ordained also the local church. Obviously, He would ordain that the people of the local church would tithe and offer. Is there a reason Jesus said these ought you to have done and not to leave the other undone, not to leave undone judgment, mercy, and so forth? And you should have tithe. It's a responsibility before God to tithe and to offer. We are working 40-hour jobs. How can they give themselves to the ministry of the Word as well as the study of it and faith promise missions if they are out working 40 and 50 hours a week on jobs? They can't. And so, I believe that God is adamant. The local church receives the tithe But above being just designated to specific work only, because we realize that sometimes God lays on your heart a mission. On my radio program, I'll often say, if you send us a gift, it needs to be an offering. I'd say your tithe belongs to your local church. I believe that. I believe that. And we really, if somebody sends me a tithe and says, this is my tithe, I will send it back to them and say, we don't accept the tithe. We accept an offering, anything above a tithe, but your tithe belongs to your local church. Now, we've had those that watch us by live stream or listen to us on radio and said, we do not have access to a Bible-believing local church that preaches the word. And we want to send tithe and we want to send offering for the missions and things like that. And so, yeah, we take that, but not of a tithe to another local church to which they belong. It belongs to their local church. Now, the believer should never ignore if God leads you to offer above a tithe. Because if we do, just like in the Old Testament, principles don't change. You are robbing God if you do, when he's laid on your heart something to do. In like matter, the radio program here, if I begin to tell people, send your money to us instead of where tithing, you don't have to tithe, and I start saying, no, tithing is not for the local church, or it's not for today, then I have big trouble ahead of me, because then I am not rightly dividing the word of God. So, again, I know that there are people with other things going out. No, I did not watch the video, but I know whom I have believed. I know from the study of God's word what I do believe, and I know that tithing and offering is blessed of God. I have seen it too often in my life how God has supplied when we thought that it wouldn't be there, and it came because God supplied it. That is why I tell our people that give to our program, if God lays it on your heart, but never of the tithe, that God would have you to place in your local church. So I really do appreciate your question. These have been good questions that you've sent, and I see you as a person who is seeking to know more. You were 40 years a Mormon, and now having been saved, receiving Christ, and called out of that cult, you are searching the scriptures and learning to grow in him that you might be right before God. And even though you question some things that I said, that's good to question. I should know what I believe and why I believe it and give you a scriptural answer. And that's what I have done. I hope that you will continue listening to the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, as well as just the what sermons you got off Sermon Audio, where you first heard me. But I have a daily broadcast. And again, on your cellular device, you can just type in WTYG at your app store, or you can just get on line and listen on the internet. I know Sermon Audio, that's where you found us. So find us on the internet and you can listen to our daily broadcast on the internet as well. And we again want to thank you for writing me and being so kind in your wording of the letter when I've had some nasty letters about what I believe. Thank you for writing. Thank you. It means so much for us. And I told her in Christ, Andy Bloom, and Psalms 119, 105, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And that has become the life verse for me. If I'm going to serve God, I've got to follow the light of my life. Well, I hope you'll tune back again tomorrow as we continue this study. But first, let me just say this. I've covered two important questions over the last several days. One on tithing, one on agape and agapeo, okay, and that love of God. But, you know, we can say we love God, but does your obedience and your service show that? For example, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. I don't have to be there Sunday night well, I don't have to be there Wednesday night, then you're just not really obeying what God said. He didn't say, not forsaking the assembling yourselves together when it's convenient. No, when it's not convenient, no. It's always not forsaking the assembling yourselves together. It's understood people have to work, and you're at a job. We're not talking about that, and I think you know that. But my friend, serve the Lord. Be faithful to your church. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your fellow believers in Christ. Love the brethren. And do that as an action verb, agapeo. Do it in works. Whether they love you back or not, you're serving the Lord. And in serving the Lord, your service should benefit them as well. You're doing it for the Lord. And then tithe. Tithe and offer to your local church. Tithe, and then if God impresses a missionary of your church, a mission ministry of your church, or some building program of your church, he impresses on your heart something about your church, then, or even another ministry like whatever radio station you're listening to me right now, or some other ministry, then you go ahead and do that. Let me just close with this one little illustration. Sometimes at Christmas time, always at Christmas time, it has been my thing for years now, my wife and I, that the most expensive gift we give is not to each other. It wasn't even to our children when they were at home. The most expensive gift that we give at Christmas time is to the Lord. It's His birthday. I mean, you ever have a birthday party and everybody brought gifts for one another, but not you? So, no, it's the Lord's birthday that we're celebrating. And so I've decided the largest gift I give goes to the Lord's work. I've done that to the Sword of the Lord. I've done that to our radio ministry. I've done that to another fundamental evangelistic group that does some excellent work, FEA, Fundamental Evangelistic Association. And there may be a missionary I've given to a missionary that God has laid on my heart for Christmas. That was above my regular tithe and offering, but it was as unto the Lord. And perhaps you would just understand this. I'm not teaching you something that we have not practiced ourselves. And I want you to know that this has been a blessing for me, and I hope it's a blessing for you. So as whereas sometimes we give the plan of salvation when I close up and before I start the next lesson, part of the questions and so forth, this time I'm just saying, search your heart with God. Ask God to show you about what your love for Him is like and what your tithing and offering, is it what it ought to be? And respond to Him, will you? Well, this is Andy Bloom. Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please tell your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.